Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Now, yesterday on Drive with Cliff, he caught up with Vin Dawes, who used to host a Rural Focus program. Vin's travelling around Australia. Judging by some of the photos that are coming out on social media, it looks like he's having a pretty good time. But unfortunately, at the moment, the men on the land, the men and women on the land, aren't having such a great time. And Vin's out there where it's all happening. He's on the line now. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Terry, and great to be on your program. And let me welcome you to the Wheat Belt from the south coast of Albany. And great to have a familiar voice back on air again throughout the Wheat Belt, which is great.
Thank you very much. Now, Vin, you have been travelling around Australia for the last 3 months or so. You're in Queensland at the moment, and there's a lot of talk in the news about the drought that's affecting Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria. What's it like out there at the moment?
Well, it is unbelievable. We've been down to some of the northern areas of New South Wales. We've ducked back up into Queensland now for a couple of weeks before we go back into New South Wales. First of all, the seasons are so different to what our listeners over in the west would understand, Terry, that winter over here, generally speaking, is a dry period and summer is a wet period. Now, having taken all that on board, Queensland is really suffering in the central areas of Queensland because they had had big floods and then nothing. And when you get rain like that, it washes a lot of the topsoil and that away, and then there's been nothing that has come since. So out around Longreach and some of those areas, extremely dry, very dusty. The water's all dried up because the water doesn't hold in dams and things like that. It's very porous country and it just opens up and the water sort of leaks out. So they're in pretty dire straits up there, but not as bad as what we've seen in New South Wales, where, as I mentioned to Cliff yesterday, 90% of New South Wales is in drought. The only areas that aren't in drought are those east of the Great Divide, the Great Dividing Range. So when you go right across some of the really good areas, considered good farming areas in New South Wales, Tamworth and Young and Dubbo and Cowra and Orange and all those areas, they're having their worst year in living memory.
I see in the news this morning that grain is actually being imported to Queensland from WA.
Yeah, well, that's it. And then, of course, you've got the freight components. And of course, that will only be grain that hasn't been contracted for sale overseas. And, of course, a lot of the grain, probably up to 50, 60% of the grain in Australia is sold around the harvest time. So a lot of the grain, of course, is contracted and they can't do anything with it. So where WA can, once again, through the systems of unsold grain and that, there is an opportunity to do that. But yeah, it's pretty tough out here at the moment. And of course, they need protein, they need bulk as well, and it's cattle and sheep. But predominantly, in a lot of the areas, farmers have perhaps got rid of their sheep, but they're hanging on to their cattle. But it's going to cost them so much to get back into it again if they continue farming after the drought breaks. And just on talking of the break of drought, I saw a long-range forecast come through from the Bureau of Meteorology. They're not expecting rain, significant rain, in these drought-affected areas in New South Wales and central Queensland until the end of November.
Wow.
Now, that's a long way away.
And for the first time on Triple M, great to have a chat with Senior Sergeant Mark Tobiasen from Meriden Police. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Mark, first up in the news, charges have been laid after recent incidents.
Yeah, look, we had a spate of burglaries over a couple of weeks. Not too many, but, you know, three or four a week. And so we've charged a number of people in relation to those with the help of the community, which was a really good result.
And Mark, also to some brighter news, there's a project going on which is a great collaboration between Meriden Police, also the local shire. Schools are getting involved and local businesses.
Yeah, look, we met with the Meriden College in particular and collaborated with them and with the shire. So it's a project to work with young people. And so we've had a couple of cars donated from the Meriden Towing. The kids come down once a week to the shed that we've organised to meet in, and the kids are pulling the cars apart. We're building roll cages in them and preparing them ready for the Kellerberrin Demolition Derby in September. So it provides the kids an opportunity for some one-on-one positive interaction with local police and a couple of the kids to have some leadership experience. The Shire is completely behind us and have generously donated some funding for it. And a lot of the local businesses have been helping us out with things we need to make the project come off the ground.
Yeah, it's good to see that there's the opportunity for young kids to get involved and you know, learn new skills and maybe build towards something in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, some of these kids don't know anything about cars and how to deal with them. So it's something that they want to be involved in. It's something they like to be involved in. So it's enjoyable. They're learning new skills and they're having, I guess, the experience to be, you know, one-on-one on a non-threatening environment with local police. So the building of relationships there is very important to us.
And most importantly, getting them off the screens as well.
Absolutely. Not to say that these kids involved are problem children, because they're not.
Yeah.
They're just young people that we want to build relationships with. And we'll probably look to extend this once this project is over and work towards maybe the next one. And we'll look for other young people to be involved in it.
Senior Sergeant Mark Tobiasen, Meriden Police. Great to have a chat with you as we continue the Brekkie Show here on Triple M.
Always, thank you.
We're counting down to the Avon Descent. It's on this weekend, and it is one of the world's most exciting whitewater events. And on the line now is one of our local competitors. I've got Andrew Rowe. G'day.
G'day, Gary. How are you?
Very good. This is your fifth year competing in the Descent.
Yes, it is, mate. I've had two for two, so two finishes and two bombed out. So we'll see how we go this year.
Roughly how long does it take you to get down there to Garrett Row Bridge?
Well, the top runners and probably might take them three and a half hours, I would say. For us at the back of the field, maybe a couple of more hours, a couple of extra hours.
It's a good run, isn't it?
It's good. It's nothing like it.
And the conditions this year are just about right, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. The water's looking great this year. We had practice weekend on the weekend just gone, and some of the rappers were just, I hadn't seen them. I've never raced the water like this, so it'll be challenging, good fun.
And the Avon Descent, it's something that's run a few generations in your family, because a few of your family members have actually been involved in the directing of the race.
My father, he was one of the race directors back from about 86, I think it was, to about 96, and technical director, police liaison, so... And then my Uncle Gary, he's, not really an uncle, but he's doing his 41st Avon Descent this year. So, yeah.
And some people aren't in it for competition. They're there to achieve completing the course, because it's quite grueling, isn't it?
It is, mate. I actually don't race to win myself. I just race for the fun of it. And, we have a bit of fun along the way. And this year should be good. We've got a couple of little surprises getting out. In our bags, so it should be good fun. X-Tracks will be a place to watch.
Avon Descent back this weekend, proudly supported by Triple M. Andrew Rowe, one of our local competitors, he's had a long association with the Descent. Good luck on the weekend. What time do you start on Saturday?
The first of the powerboats should hopefully take off at around 8 o'clock. We should be underway, providing there's no fog, and... Yeah, it should be good fun.
All right, good luck this weekend. Stay safe on the water.
No worries. Thanks for that. Boat 159.
If you're in Bruce Rock, get along to the footy club tomorrow night, because at the Shire Hall, it's their casino night. There's going to be lots of prizes to be won. There'll be jackpot raffles, the Magpie Cup, and the crowning of the 2018 Miss Magpie. So don't miss out on all the action. On the line now is President Brett Nelson. Good morning.
How are you, Terry?
Very good. I've seen this on Facebook during the week, and I thought, well, I need to get in touch and speak to someone that's right in the thick of it. And I see on the page you've printed off what you call funny money.
That's right, Terry. Yeah, it's part of the fun and the theme of it. So there's no actual hard currency or, like, technically real money that changes hands. It's all funny money and... with the idea of having some fun on the night.
Good way to get some much-needed funds for the football club and good opportunity for the ladies and the gents to get dolled up and get down there in their finest.
Yeah, that's right, Terry. The last couple of years we've run the Magpie Cup, and it is an opportunity. We've had some racing themes for a few years now, and it's a good opportunity for the locals to get brocked up and have a good night out.
And, Brett, you've had some donations from various businesses around town.
Yeah, very grateful for that. We do have a monster auction, which we've been running for a couple of years, and a lot of the businesses and companies around the area donate product that we've got a local auctioneer here that does a really good job. It's wholly the fun and raises a lot of much-needed money for running our footy club.
Bruce Rock Football Club, the casino night tomorrow night at the Shire Hall. Brett, what time do people need to get down?
6:30, the doors open, Terry, and the bar closes at midnight. So, yeah, come on down.
All right, get around the Magpies tomorrow night, casino night. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Brett Nelson, president from the Bruce Rock Footy Club, thank you very much.
Good on you, Terry. Thanks very much.
The Avon River Festival is happening tonight as we get ready for the Avon Descent for 2018. Minson Avenue is going to come alive from about 4 o'clock. Road closure's in place. All the details on our website. Go to triplem.com.au. Also tonight, Refractory Road. They've been around for a couple of years. They're a band from the Avon Valley, and their new album, Gold Light, is going to be launched tonight at the Avon River Festival. And joining us now in the studio, I've got Lloyd Reedy. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry, and hello to all the listeners out there on Triple M.
Lloyd, tell us the Refractory Road story.
Refractory Road been around for a couple of years. Myself and Glenn Dunkerton, famous around these traps, we were part of a few cover bands. We got together and thought, let's write some original music, and then went from there trying to grab a few drummer and guitarist and bass guitarist and those sorts of things to try and make our sound a little bit better than just two acoustics in a shed out the back of someone's house.
Looks like you've got a big entourage there. You've given me the album Gold Light and a few familiar faces in the lineup.
Yeah, we got Grant Scollay on lead guitar. When he first came along to jam with us, it was made a bit of a difference with his solos and guitar licks, and really put us in the direction where we are in terms of rock blues type of stuff.
So you're performing tonight at the Avon River Festival. Where can people catch you?
So you can see us tonight, head down Minson Ave, see all the Sideshow Alley and all the local businesses, but you can catch us in the Sound Shell. We'll have an acoustic set at 5 o'clock for an hour, and then after the parade, we kick off for an hour and a half with the full band show. Should be good, and have our album for sale there for $10 as well. Come along and have a look.
Excellent. Great to see local music up and running here in the Wheatbelt. Gold Light from Refractory Road. You can grab it tonight for $10 down at the Avon River Festival. Now, speaking of the parade, I've been told that I'm going to be in it tonight.
Yes, you are in it, actually. I saw the list of people in the parade. Triple Event Avon Valley was right near the end somewhere there, I think I had a look. So, yeah, good luck. Hopefully the rain holds out.
Yeah, let's hope so. It looks like a promising event tonight, the Avon River Festival. If you're in Northern and surrounds, make sure you get down there. Lloyd Reedy from Refractory Road, great to have you here, and I'm sure we'll hear more of your music very shortly.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks, listeners. Enjoy the day.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M.
Yeah, jackpot today is at $470 for your Feel Good Friday. This is our Sound of the Wheatbelt, thanks to Middleton Accountants. So you need to tell us what that is and where you can find it. Innes is on 13:27:10. Innes, what do you reckon our Sound of the Wheatbelt is?
Well, Terry, I was in the car yesterday and locking and unlocking the doors, the automatic.
Locking and unlocking the car door. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Ron's back from Keller. How are you?
Good morning, Terry. How are you this morning?
Yeah, going well. What do you reckon our Sound of the Wheatbelt is?
Will it be a central locking on a car?
Central locking on a car. Unfortunately, not central locking on a car, Ron.
Okay.
Good on you.
Keep bashing away at it.
Have a think about it over the weekend and give us a call Monday.
We'll do. I'll concentrate very hard on it.
Very good. All right. Good on you, Ron.
You have a good day, mate.
You too. Cheers.
Yep.
Jeff's with us on 13:27:10. Jeff calling in from 2J. What do you reckon?
I reckon a vehicle running over a discarded drink bottle.
A vehicle running over a discarded drink bottle. Unfortunately, that's not the one we want, Jeff.
Okay, no worries. Thanks very much.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
And finally, Jeremy in Northam. What do you reckon our Sound of the Wheatbelt is?
Hello. I think the Sound of the Wheatbelt is a car going over a speed bump.
A car going over a speed bump.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay.
All right, thanks very much.
No problem.
See ya.